Universal Energy Radio, the Abundant Power Hour. I'm Anna, and I have, of course, my co-host, Anita. Hi, Anita.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello, listeners.
We're here to talk about abundance in all forms and fashions, something that we love to talk about. We love to exercise our abundance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely. So, it's kind of like, you know, hey, Anita, what have you been up to? And I, you know, what's abundant in your life today? It's like we were talking about this last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting situated here. And we actually do have a caller, someone who's already raising their hand. So
Hi,
I don't know if you want to just go right into a caller. We can do that.
Sure. Let's try it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go ahead. You area code 219. You're on the air with Anita and Anna on the Abundant Power Hour. How can we help you? Hello?
Oops.
Hello, hello. Okay.
Hello?
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 Oh, there we
Hi.
Go.
How are you?
I hear somebody now.
Yeah. Who is this? Do you have a question for us?
Guess they got cut off.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too. That's interesting. Anyway, they were here before we even started, so, and they had raised their hand. So I mean, when I was logging into the show, they were already here. So it's all good. So if you're listening in right now, and you would like to get on the air with us, just push one. And it gives me a little signal that you want to get on the air and have a little chat. We more than welcome that. Otherwise, if you're just listening in, that's fine too. Anita and I will just kind of be talking a little bit about anywhere from processes to information. There was something it seems like I wanted to talk to you about. And
mm-hmm.
I am going to, it seems like I might have taken notes.
Okay.
Let me think. You know, because sometimes we have this, like, you know, when Ursula and I do the show, Ursula always messages me like a few minutes before and says, what are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say we're talking about energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about energy. So,
right.
But last night in our group call, we,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like we have some new folks on our mastermind, and that's great. And we're talking a little bit about, we're, of course, giving and receiving energy, which is fantastic. It,
mm-hmm.
The question was posed to me today about, you know, when you're around people who are, they're not aware of themselves. Does that make sense? That's the
mm-hmm.
way I want to
mm-hmm.
put it. I'm trying to put this in a way that's, it's easy to say they're not aware of themselves. And if you're the person that's always trying to meet everybody where they are, because that's one of my things. I say I like to meet people where they are. What I'm finding is the people that I'm meeting where they are people that are the people that I want to have conversations with and the people that I enjoy being around. And I'm finding that to be true more and more. And I believe
mm-hmm.
that's about me working on my energy, me working that energetic muscle, you know, that law of attraction, so that you're actually surrounding yourself with like-minded people. So
mm-hmm.
what do you say to someone who is not in that space, who maybe has people around them that aren't exactly lining up with them, I guess? And
mm-hmm.
I got a text today, and it said, it's about the person wanting to feel true to themselves and
mm-hmm.
and actively executing their internal focus of control. They wanted to experience their journey without having to be the person that, you know, in my opinion, I say you're the person who drops your energy to be with somebody else. who isn't energetically in alignment with you or vibrationally in alignment with you. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't want to read this because this was sort of a private conversation, but I thought I'd talk mm-hmm. about this tonight, like what it's like. And one of the things that I've experienced this in my life, and it's not, let me say it's not easy, is that when you are on this energetic journey and when you are being true to yourself and you start becoming really aware of your energy and how you go throughout your day emotionally, and when you are in a place of that doesn't feel good, or a place of resistance, or a place of anger, a place of sadness, all of those things, and saying those are bad, I'm saying they are not, I know for me, they're not places that I want to stay in. I don't want to stay in a place of stress or anxiety. I want to stay in a place of seeking fascination, compassion, kindness, love. I've chosen that for myself. And what's happened is some people have fallen away, some dear people that I love and I still love, and they've fallen away. They aren't in the a regular, consistent conversation with me on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. They're just not. And it's okay. And I think some people are thinking, you know, they're going to try to keep all the people in their life that they have. And I think people have to realize that sometimes letting go of people in your life that really affect your energy is mm-hmm. something that you're going to have to make a choice. It's choice. And the choice is you can stay in that energy and choose to live in that and be in that, or you can choose to stand in your own, you know, in your own experience, in your own energetic space. And mm-hmm. when the thing is, when you, you know, sometimes when I think about this, I think, God, I don't want to leave anybody behind, you know, in this journey, because it's so fun and it's so enjoyable. I want everybody to be on this journey. And some people just aren't. Some people just mm-hmm. just don't, they won't choose it. They won't choose it for themselves. And I mm-hmm. believe that that has to do with being worthy and being, understanding that you yourself are so powerful. And I'm talking to everybody out there. Every person out there has the power to be well. Every person out there has the power to be wealthy. And when I say wealthy, I mean in health, wealth, and relationships, emotionally, spiritually, physically. There comes a time in your life where you have to make decisions, because staying in a low vibrational space, you're not going to be able to receive the gift that the universe has for you. And I go back to when my mom passed away, and I was just feeling very sad and depressed. And I finally received some information that said, hey, if you understand that your mom is not gone, her energy is still here, you can speak to her. Mm-hmm. And the way that you speak to her is that you've got to be in a high vibrational space. You've got to be happy. Well, I'm like, well, that's sort of a contradiction, because how can I be sad about her not being here but be happy to speak to her? And I had to really kind mm-hmm. of figure that out. It's like, wait a second. Is it my choice to be sad? My mom's not mm-hmm. sad. What if the people who have crossed over have just left their physical bodies, their energy is still here, and the way to reach them is to get happy and get joyful and get into a space of love, because guess what? You're vibrating so high that that's where they can meet you, because if they were vibrating any lower, they would be human. So if you can understand that just the relevance of energy. So when mm-hmm. I started doing that, and I started sitting in silence and started just being within myself and just loving the experiences, thinking all the good experiences that I had with my mom, I would laugh. And the next thing you know, literally my mom would come in. I could hear her. I could hear her talking to me. And I realized that, yeah, okay, so it might be this voice in my head. And it's distinctly different. It's distinctly different from my own conversation with myself, you know? And so mm-hmm. it was kind of funny how asking so many things have been received when I'm in that state. And I think that one of the things that, for the conversation that I had today, it's not easy for people to let go of people who are in their life, and they, you know, you when you care for somebody, you really, and because we are love, we're all love, so we do love. I say I love everybody. There are some days I don't like some people, but I love them always, and I know they're here doing the best that they can with what they've got, and that's fine. I respect that, and when that energy doesn't match mine, I'm okay stepping away. I'm okay not being around it. And that took some time to do that, because when you are on this journey, you will have disruption. You will have people leaving, not only leaving physically, but leaving etherically. You will have stuff that happens in your life. And when you are on this journey and you can be in this place of kindness, compassion, love, you don't react to it. You interact with it. And you can choose how to be in that state. You can choose how to be around people. You can choose to react or interact. You can choose to walk away. You're not ignoring. It's like, make that statement. I'm not ignoring you. Just when you are in that state, I need to step away from you. So make the choice for yourself. So I kind of want, you know, that's kind of the conversation, because there's so many people out there who are waking up, and what they're waking up to is they're waking up and they're being told that, you know, you're just to this or to that, or you can't be this way because this is the way the world is. It's not an easy place for people to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
I have a lot of thoughts on everything you said.
Tell me.
Yeah, well, I've got 6 thoughts on it. I think with this change on Earth, and by the way, let me pull up this other thing. Supposedly today is the 369 manifestation, what it's called. I think it was the Jesus code or something. Some people call it that. But what it is, it's a great time to manifest. And so some people just write down, you know, what they want to manifest throughout the day, or some people starting today, write down 3 times in the morning what they're manifesting, 6 times in the afternoon, and 9 times in the evening. You know, you don't have to do it that way is all I'm saying. But it's supposed to be the divine code, and that happens today. So we've had a lot of strong energy. You know, you and I have talked about, let me find that again because I always hold on a second. I want to point out something else. Okay, we talked about the Schumann resonances, which are a set of spectrum peaks in extremely low frequency and then high frequency on Earth's electromagnetic field. So, you know, the Schumann resonances, just like we've had a lot of eclipses, Schumann resonances, you know, we've had some earthquakes, even one there in North Carolina, which was, you know, usually happens only every decade. And then we've had the fires and all that. So the energy of the earth, to me, in itself is shifting. Okay. Then you've got the pandemic. And then you've got, you know, the political race. And so you've got a lot of things going on. So to me, being a adaptable person, which, you know, you're talking about energy. So, yes, we can have a certain energy, but there's times when we're going to have to adapt and look at things like you do in the mastermind. You know,
mm-hmm.
why does this keep triggering me? Why does this keep occurring in my life? And now that we've mm-hmm. got all these other strong energies along with that, I think a lot of this stuff, in my opinion, is coming up for people because they're having to deal with things at the same time the energy is very high on Earth.
Okay. Right.
And as we all know, you have some very, very, very negative energy and you have some very, 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 very positive energy right now on Earth, like
mm-hmm.
our group, very positive. And then, you know, to me, the riots are negative. I guess you could look at that, you know, in many different ways, and some people may not consider them negative. But you just have a wider range of energy than we normally do, okay? So to me, it requires a lot of adaptability at this time, okay? Also,
mm-hmm.
and I will say this because I believe this, we have to build the kind of world we want to live in. It's not up
yes.
to you, Anna, to build the world I want to live in. It's up to me.
Yes.
So if I'm kind, my world will probably be kind. Will I run into unkind? Probably, but I won't shift my world. I will continue to be kind. So that's what
right.
I'm talking about, building the kind of world. If you want people to give to you and help you, then become a giver and a helper.
Mm.
So this is all I'm saying is the blame, in my opinion, needs to stop. It's much easier to blame than, you know, get up out of your chair and do something. So
right.
build the kind of world you want to live in. Also, in that goes, allow others to be themselves. Like you said, everybody's on their own journey and in a different place on their journey.
Yes.
And I know a friend of mine years ago, she read a book and it said, some people are in the basement and some people are already in the attic. You know, she
right.
just, the author used this vision. So, you know, not everybody's in the same place. So that's okay. I mean, who am I to judge? It's not up to me to judge because I'm building my own world, and there's no reason
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't allow you to build yours.
Right.
So then number four, what is your focus, intention, and determination? Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't even know. Like you said, they've been just going along, going to work, taking the kids to school, going to soccer. You know, what is it that you really want to focus on and intend to do and determination to make this world the kind of world you want to live in? Have you really sat down
right.
and thought about it? Okay.
Right.
And then going along with what you said, too, people dropping away in your life, I think that's quite normal because, like I say, some people adapt easier,
mm-hmm.
grow faster. So
mm-hmm.
that's going to be normal. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
just going to be normal. And it's not like you're saying this is good or bad. It's just that your energy does not meet that energy anymore. So,
correct.
Again, it's not a judgment thing. It's just, to me, a growth, you know, that your vibration has gotten higher because you've done some work around it. You've focused. You've set your intentions. You know what kind of world you want to live in and all that. So, you know, your energy is going to now just be different. So with
right.
that, number five, I think the hard thing for people is to act without fear or regret because it is kind of a grieving to me, you know, because it is a loss of someone that you knew, that you were comfortable with for a long time, but now that is no longer serving you in who you want to be. So it's not that the person is bad or doesn't get it or, you know, like a lot of people tell people, it's not that at all to me. It's just that I'm in a different place. And then my last one, that when you were talking, you know, all these things came up, is the courage to step into the new roles that you've chosen for the kind of world you want, or opportunities, and be confident that you're going to find your way as you go. You know, it's going to be a little bit unknown at first because this is a new you. This is a different you. You have adapted to something different, kind of like animals, like a butterfly that's one thing one time, but then it comes into a butterfly, right? Kind of the same kind of thing. You're going through a metamorphosis, and you're actually, to me, you're coming back to who you really are. I mean, that's the way I look at it. But, you know, as we grow, sometimes we accept things that really aren't us because we don't know any better. But now, with like what you're doing, the mastermind, you're getting rid of things we assumed, like with my mom, you know, like I was talking about, that I thought because she didn't want us helping her that she just didn't love me, you know, or didn't want me around, which wasn't true at all. She just liked to do things herself because it went quicker. So that's fine. That's not a judgment, and she wasn't doing it because she didn't love me or didn't like me or didn't want me around, but you kind of popped that out for me. And so, you know, that helped me move forward in a lot of ways, that if other people want to do things by themselves, that's fine. I don't think they don't like me. So anyway, those were the things I came out with, because really it's up to each. And, you know, you can say so-and-so is causing this and so-and-so is causing this, but the bottom line is you're responsible for your world.
Right.
And so to me, that was all beautiful what you said. And you know, grieving, but don't feel, not feeling guilty or feeling regret that you're moving away from people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a comfort zone, I guess. And a lot of people stay in a certain place, or maybe they stay in a certain relationship, or they stay at a job, or they stay at something because they feel like that's their comfort zone, you know. And I'm not telling anybody to leave their relationship or leave their job or any of that, not at all, because it's not about walking away from it. It's actually changing how you feel about it, how you feel about it. So that's the thing, because everything that shows up for us in our experience is there for us. Whether it be a coworker that you're not getting along with, or, you know, maybe there's an issue in your personal relationship. All of those things are there for you, and it's up to you to shift your energy. It's not the other person. It's not the place. Mm-hmm. It's not the thing. It's not your car. It's not your home. The idea, too, is to appreciate those things. There are a lot of people I know that have things, but they don't appreciate what they have. And then it's like you can tell the energy of it. I don't know if you've noticed this. I've kind of noticed this. I had somebody work for me for a very short period of time, and we were going out. It was at the end of the day, I think, and we were both going out, and we're looking. I was getting in my car. She was getting in her car. In her car, it was just a mess. Like the paint was chipping, and the, you know how the interior roof was kind of sagging down, you know, that happens sometimes, you know. And again, not a bad thing or good thing, but we were talking about these cars, and she said, oh, this car has been one problem after another. And I was like, oh, I was like, well, what year is it? And her car was actually 2 years newer than mine. And mine looked new. And I thought, how do we talk to our cars? You know, how do we talk to the things that we own? How do we appreciate what they are? Because I know that I love, like, I drive a truck that's a 2000, it's 9 years old. But this thing, I get so many compliments on it. People are like, wow, mm-hmm. that's a really nice truck. And I'm like, I love my truck. I absolutely adore my mm-hmm. truck. And so I'm using those as examples because people, you know, it's almost like I'm not around these people anymore, but I had people, and I was one of these people. I'd get a new car every 3 years. I'd lease a new car every 2 to 3 years because mm-hmm. the company paid for it. And it just cycled mm-hmm. out. And I was around a lot of people who did the same thing. And it's almost like a year into your car, it was like, oh, it's time to start looking for a new one because in another year and a half, I'm going to go get a new car. So it was mm-hmm. this external validation. So, it's like, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there is. It's just at some point, instead of filling your life with things, it's mm-hmm. fulfill your life with your internal being of how you're looking at things and how you're appreciating things. You're around people that you feel
I
like
say
are...
something
oh,
to that when
yes.
you finish?
Yes.
Go ahead. When you finish.
Yeah. No, I was just saying that, people like to say, you know, all these people are just sucking the life out of me. I mean, it's like, well,
they
you're
will
choosing.
Be if you keep saying that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep saying it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just, when you were saying all that about the car and your car, I was thinking of the lady. Is it Marie Kondo? Is that her name? That does organizing stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I might not be saying her name right, but I was thinking of that because you know how she has you take your things and then she has you tell them that you appreciated their use
mm-hmm.
and you thank them for being. And I think what you were saying there was about gratitude because some people don't even have a car. So,
mm-hmm.
so you know, to me, that is, of course, building the kind of world you want to live in, like I was talking about.
Right.
Do you want a world of gratitude or you want a world of complaining?
Right.
That's up to you.
Choice.
So sorry, I just thought about
yeah.
that when you were saying that about the cars.
It's mindfulness too, because in Marie Kondo's, if you listen to what she says, when you're folding something as simple as a T-shirt, you are gently folding it, and you know, I think she has you folded in threes, and the
mm-hmm.
way that you place it. I mean, I think here, I'm sitting here, I had taken a whole couple of my drawers of T-shirts and folded them that way, and they're like, when I open that drawer, there's something about it because they're in a row and they're nice and neat, and I can actually
mm-hmm.
tell what each of them are because part of the graphic is sort of stick, you know, up on the front,
mm-hmm.
so I know what it is, but it looks really neat. Now, I'm not saying that all the drawers
mm-hmm.
are like that. They're not. I'm saying I
mm-hmm.
have a few, the T-shirts, because I do own a lot of T-shirts. I did have a T-shirt company at one time, so I have a lot of T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
but I have those in order and in rows, and so it looks really nice and very clean. So I love
mm-hmm.
that. I love it when things are tidy, when they're tidy
mm-hmm.
and put in their place. I'm not always like that, but, man, when it happens,
mm-hmm.
it feels really good. It feels
mm-hmm.
really good.
Mm-hmm. And,
so,
and I think that goes back to your point about not needing a lot of material things, because it's much easier
right.
as I'm learning myself to be tidy when you don't have a lot of stuff that's just sitting around.
Right. Right. And I think about that as I'm sitting here now. I have a very small bookshelf, or two small bookshelves. I consider them small because I do have 12 cases of books in storage. And so that's my little guilty pleasure, right? 12 cases of books.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I know when I finally do move into that space and I'm able to have some form of library on my wall, it's going to be fantastic because
mm-hmm.
I do reference, I kept the ones out that I reference a lot. And, you know, and then you have things that you, I'm looking at things. Am I constantly working at this? Am I constantly touching this? Am I constantly, like I have a couple of decks of cards and I'll go through, like when I'm here, and I'm in Alabama right now at my dad's, and when I'm here, I get so excited because I'm like, I get to play with Matt deck, you know? I get to play with, you know, a different deck of cards, so that's kind of fun. So, yeah, but I know, too, that there's, you know, a lot of knick-knack things, and I think I downsized quite a bit when I moved. And it's the same. Like, what do you want to surround yourself with? Who do you want to surround yourself with? How do you want to spend your day? And that's, to me, my life has just completely flipped around in the past. You know, since the pandemic, I think I've been busier and honestly more abundant since we got quarantined.
Oh, yes. And I think a lot of that's because of our vibration. Because, you know, you've really been doing that work with us around letting go of things that don't serve us or things in our subconscious that really weren't true, but we just carried with us. And, you know, that so helps you. I think you were saying this, that things just don't bother you like they used to.
No, they don't.
I think you said that on the call. And I totally agree with you. You don't seem to get triggered as often.
No. And when something does happen, you can actually breathe in and you just, I don't want to say deal with it because that feels like you're just dealing, but you can see a perspective of it that is so different than perhaps how you handled it before. I think that's the interesting part of shifting your energy and being in a different energetic space for the most part. And I can understand, like, people who are quarantined. I mean, not so many people are quarantined now, but people still are staying home. And a lot of people, and I'm not paranoid to go out. I don't want to say that. I'm not at all. I do respect it. And so I'll wear my mask and I, you know, have my hand wiped and I have my hand sanitizer and all that. I just,
but you probably
and when
do
I
that
do,
during regular flu season too. I mean, you may not have a mask.
I used to not wear a mask.
Flu season.
I do now. I'm always very cautious. I mean, one of the things that a long time ago, I used to work in a dark room and develop, it's not regular photographs, but photographs for advertising and production. And then I had a printing shop. So we were constantly dealing with mineral spirits and things that we had to make sure that our hands were clean. We get ink on our hands. We always had to make sure. So we're constantly cleaning and wiping. We had baby wipes everywhere. We wore gloves a lot. So really, the pandemic was just, you know, take it with you. Just take all that stuff with you. I always have wipes in the car, but, you know, gloves in the car for when you're pumping gas or having to, you know, do groceries or whatever. So that's changed a little bit, but really, as far as my, you know, I'm not one to not necessarily go out. I do enjoy food, so I like going to restaurants and stuff. But, you know, our group, our mastermind group has gotten together, and that was fun. And, you know, I've gotten together with smaller groups, and, you know, you and Amy and I have met for lunch and stuff, and that's always been that's fun, you know. So I think, too, I was out last weekend out at the lake, and I thought, if you are out enjoying yourself, having fun, laughing, here's the weird part. You're not going to catch anything because vibrationally you just can't. I mean, that's the simplest way that I can put that. And people,
no,
it's like when
I
you understand,
totally
when
agree.
You, yeah, when you are out, like if I was at your house hanging out on your deck and watching the beautiful hawks and all the nature, even the bear that comes up to eat the food, when you have access to that beauty and it thrills your heart and you are sitting in the beautiful sunshine and you are doing things that you absolutely love, you cannot, you can't catch anything because you are vibrating so high that it's impossible. You can't have dis-ease, lack of ease, and absolute love in the same place. There's no way. there's absolutely no way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
And I'm not saying that people, who have gotten sick don't love. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying mm-hmm. that we have unconscious stuff within ourselves that we get irritated, we get triggered, we have stuff that happens to us, and we have to decide mm-hmm. on whether we want to let that go or not. And this stuff mm-hmm. affects your everyday, and we mm-hmm. don't know what it is. That's the crazy part. And now with the pandemic, people are scared. You see that. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I'm paranoid. I don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody posted one day, you know, what have you been doing during the pandemic? Did you go to work or do you just quarantine yourself? And I put, I've been traveling because I am not in a place to, I'm not in a place to receive that low vibrational stuff. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So that energetically, you know, I've had, I don't know if I've told you about this. I have a friend whose mom says that she's got the worst luck in the entire world, and that's like her mantra.
Chalkboard.
Yep. So that is speaking into existence how things happen to you in life. And
mm-hmm.
so until you find your blessings, until you, you know,
and
stuff happens
for
to
what
all of
you
us.
Have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Appreciation, gratitude,
time,
all those things.
I can't remember what this was on, Anna, but I heard somebody saying, if you want love, give love. If
yes.
you want protection, give protection. If you want miracles, mm-hmm. you know, create some miracles.
Give miracles. Create
if
miracles.
If you want
yeah.
gratitude, give gratitude. You know, if you want to mm-hmm. receive, give. So, you know, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know what? That's so true. Put out what you want.
It's a boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
That's what law of attraction is. It's a boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
What you focus on expands. What you put out into the world comes back to you. And that's why, you know, we're doing our 21-day abundance challenge. I don't like the word challenge, but 21 days of abundance. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And on our receipt,
I like your
we're
word,
supposed
game.
To put game. Okay.
Uh-huh.
On the receipt. There's one day when we say, let's, on the receipts, you put multiply times seven.
Mm-hmm.
Return to me, multiply times seven fast. And of course, I put,
mm-hmm.
I like the number 10. So, I mean, for that, I put 10.
Mm-hmm.
Multiplied, return to me, multiplied by 10 fast. And so I've been writing that on all my receipts when I go out. If I get a receipt, mm-hmm. I get a pen and I write that on my receipt. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, the more you keep writing it, the more you're emphasizing that. And
mm-hmm.
it doesn't take long before you start seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start experiencing that. And when we
mm-hmm.
talk about abundance too, we're talking about money. Money is something that comes up into your life as a result of
mm-hmm.
of some inspired action. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
there can be a moment there where people think that there's not enough. And let me tell you, there's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And money isn't the only way to receive things, though. And I think that's where people
mm-hmm.
get hung up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it years ago, they
just bartered and traded? I mean, that
yes.
was, I mean, years and years
yeah.
ago, but it was just bartering and trading.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't even a money exchange.
One of the things that I like to do now is when I give or when I receive, I give it up
mm-hmm.
to the universe and have
mm-hmm.
the universe bring it down and give it to whomever's supposed to receive it. So whatever I'm paying,
I
pay through the universe. I pay through the matrix. So what we're doing
mm-hmm.
is we are, I just, man, I got some big goosebumps on that. So it's like, so it's like, yeah. So, yeah. So, and so I give it up. I send it out to the matrix of the universe, and then have the matrix send it out. So, you know, if I'm going to a restaurant, I'm having dinner. We're going to pay, if I'm going to pay my portion or pay for the dinner or whatever it is, I give it up to the universe and have it pay out. So it's like you're putting all that out there, and it's an ebb and flow, because life is an ebb and flow. It's giving and receiving. It's yin and yang.
It's there giving out to the world what you want back.
Yes.
And being thankful for what you have.
It's having that attitude of gratitude.
I was going to pull a card with you talking about all that. So I want you, though, to pick a number between 1 and 44.
I'm going to go with 23.
Okay. Take me a second since you picked 23, but that's okay. 12, 13, 14.
I was going to say, though, while you were talking to me, I had my kids a couple weeks ago, and my daughter painted some paintings for me, and so I've put them up where I can see them when I walk in and out of my room. And she painted one for my dad's wife, Dina, so she has that. She's actually framed that, so that's cool. And so I have this big, beautiful painting of the word love with a little face above it. It's really cute. And then there's a little face in the O of love. So it's like I'm just reminded constantly of love. I'm just reminded constantly with my kids. I'm reminded constantly with the work that I do. I'm reminded constantly with this conversation. I'm reminded constantly of the text messages that I get throughout the day, you know, from people who barely know me and don't know me, but I'm doing things out in the world that are affecting other people's lives. And I'm not doing it so that I'm just doing it so that my heart is abundant. I'm doing it so that there's just this energetic big ball of love that's just happening. You know, it's like, I love that. It's like, that's the bigness of what our world can be. You know, that's the bigness of it. Anyway, did you get the card?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I got the card. Perfect card. It was flamingo. And it
flamingo.
Was kind of what we're talking. Yeah. It's kind of what we were talking about. Authenticity, nourishment, individuality. Your beauty is unique and inspirational. Give yourself permission to find your own way to live. If you do not feel like you can be your authentic self, check what influences you have allowed into your mind and your life. So perfect for what you said. You need to change your spiritual diet in some way that you are taking in more physical, emotional, or mental nourishment. Don't be afraid to show your true colors. When you allow the real you to be seen, others will be able to recognize your beauty and grace. Don't hide yourself or deny yourself what you need to flourish, including a wild and free heart. And it says the flamingo filters sand and mud from its food through its beak, but only when it is upside down. I didn't know that. Flamingo empowers the soul to recognize that sometimes we need to do things differently, which is what we're having to do, most of us, during this time. Even when it doesn't seem logical to anyone else, even if it seems back to front or upside down, we will obtain the best results when we live the way that suits our particular needs. The ability to filter impurities from its food reflects our ability to be discerning and take in only what nourishes us. Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful. Perfect pick.
Yeah. Nice. It's everything is a constant reminder.
Yep, three beautiful flamingos on the card.
Nice.
Yep. Yep. Good pick.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, it's so true. It's like you've got to, you know, you talk about living life differently. I've, you know, the past couple of years have been extremely different in a very good way.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are, and this is what doing our work has helped me, because there is this expectation, and we've talked about this before, but there's an expectation of what you should have, who you should be. There's that,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a
mm-hmm.
certain standard that I know I was raised with, like, you've got to be, do, have this. You got to, you know, you either have to be it or marry it, right? Yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what
mm-hmm.
I was taught. And it just, it's come to the point where I don't have to be any, I don't have to be any of those, you know. Not saying there's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with being a doctor, lawyer, engineer, right? There's nothing wrong with it.
Just as long as that's your passion.
That's your passion, right. So I'm an artist. I'm a creator of things, and I enjoy helping people. It's like I enjoy creating,
right.
like our masterminds, and
you're a
even
coach.
When I thought,
yeah,
yep, I'm a coach, and so, and then like I now have a job, which is very unusual, but I have a job. It's remote, but it's customer care. I'm caring for customers.
Perfect.
So it's like I'm being that person in my work. And so this job
right.
is offered to me a couple weeks ago, and I thought, why not give it a shot? You know, I'm traveling. It's remote. I can do this and travel, be places.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it to be, you know, I'm training in it now, and it's very fascinating. But that's one thing that most people don't do. They don't do something because it fascinates them. They're like, well, how much money are you going to make? And
mm-hmm.
how many hours, what's my medical and how many hours of vacation do I get? Those are generally the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just a difference in, I want to do this because it's something different and I'm fascinated by it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I know a lot. I mean, I had a cousin that once used to work at different restaurants because he loved to cook. He loved to do that. And I remember going to visit him in Colorado, and he quit his job because they wouldn't let him have a few days off. And so he just quit his job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I was really young, so I wasn't thinking at the time, oh, that's just kind of a nutty thing to do. But apparently his parents thought it was a really nutty thing to do. Because it's like but his choice was, I want to spend time with my family, and they're not letting me get off work, and so the best thing I can do is just quit because I don't need to be there because I want to be here. And you know, it's
probably
his choice.
Doing fine.
Now he is doing fine. He owns a HVAC company out in California. So, but
mm-hmm.
he's a guy who has done. He's a guy who actually lived in his car for a year just to see what it was like, and panhandled for a living. I mean, just, you know, asked for money.
Oh, wow.
Because he wanted to know what the experience was about. So this guy, you know, just very interesting people. But how many people would actually say, you know, I want to try that. I want to do that for a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you could try a job, if you could try any job, like randomly,
mm-hmm.
what job would you try? You know, it's like, I want to drive
mm-hmm.
a postal truck and deliver mail,
mm-hmm.
you know, you know, there's so many funny little jobs, but I'm like, go ahead.
It's funny you said that, because I just was watching the other day on, I watch a lot of YouTube stuff, and I was
uh-huh.
watching, you know, I love the Appalachian Trail stories, and, so I was watching where this guy did exactly what you said. He had depression, and he couldn't figure out why he was depressed. You know, he had a girlfriend, had a nice family and all that. But he worked for an IT company, and there's a special on YouTube where it shows that he decided to just quit work and walk the Appalachian Trail. And, you know, he tells you, he videotapes this whole journey going through, and at the end he actually proposes to his girlfriend, and he said it just changed his life entirely, because it also gave him faith back in humanity because of all the people that helped each other on the trail.
Right.
You know, how loving and kind everybody was on the trail. And, you know, it was really just an interesting story. Exactly what you're saying. He just said, you know, when am I going to do this? I think he was 35.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, I'm doing it. He said it just changed his whole life because, you know, that's,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of times he was with people on the trail, but a lot of times he was alone, too. So he had to pay attention to himself.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you think when you're by yourself, there's a lot of thoughts that happen. And you don't. And we know we're so bombarded with life itself. Our minds stay busy that when we have that inner peace or that inner ability to go in, a lot of people, they don't want to stay there. They absolutely don't want to stay there because they don't like what's going on in their mind. So that's what we're talking. You know, start meditating. Find one of those 21-day abundance games that we're doing. That's with the Chopra Center. And that's free. That's free. You can do that free. You know, it teaches you, it just teaches you just to be silent for a minute. I mean, if it's just a few minutes. Not asking you for, it's
and
not asking you for 5 minutes or 10. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so you have all of these. The thing is, and you and I, you know, we talk about this, like we have everything within us to be anything that we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like last time on the Mastermind, I just giggle sometimes because I think, wow, what's my life going to be like in 3 months? You know, what's my life going to be like at the end of this year? What's my life going to be like next year? Oh, my gosh, things are shifting and changing so dramatically that it's there's going to be changes and changes that, and I don't even know because I'm not even, you know, I had this plan that I needed to, you know, buy a house and do, you know, I had to do all this stuff. But it's like, I don't have to do any of that.
Right.
I don't have to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see what the universe is going to bring. What opportunity? What space? You know? What everything? Everything. So good stuff. Absolutely good stuff.
Yep. Well, if anybody wants to join in that's listening, we'd love to hear your opinion.
If you are listening in but you aren't called in, we have just a few minutes left. You can call us at 718-664-9124. Push 1, get on the air. Those that are sitting here on hold or just sitting here listening, you can push 1 if you'd like to have a card drawn for you or just want to chime in on the conversation. You can join us. We do just have a few minutes left. So I know the computer on the side here, and I looked at it. I was like, "Oh my goodness, we don't even have 6 minutes here."
Fast. But thanks for bringing this conversation because I think it is very timely.
Yeah,
with things that are going on.
Well, we're realizing that this world that we created in the tribal mentality is not serving us. It's not that loving, kind, compassionate place. And that's what all this disruption is about. And I think as we create our new world that we're transforming into and we're being into, and again, there's no right or wrong. It's like, weren't we talking one time about how there's actually going to be two Earths? There's going to be one.
Yeah.
That,
Earth.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people predicted.
Yeah. So we're talking about the fifth dimension, the third dimension being the Earth that is, you know, the kind of the chaos that a lot of people are experiencing now, and the fifth dimension, which is this beautiful, beautiful,
more
a place of love.
Like Age of Aquarius, I think some people call it. In the Bible, it's called something else. You know, but it's been spoken of for years. I think the Mayans spoke of the changes.
And so when we think of that and we look and it there's an excitement for a lot of us, because we know that it's just going to get better and better, that we are moving in that direction. You know, there's a lot, and I honestly have not been on social media a lot lately, and I do see posts, though, when I'm there about the rapture, and this is probably a whole other radio show for us, but I find it interesting how still people are, Jesus is coming, be prepared, and I'm thinking to myself, Jesus never left. It's Christ consciousness.
Right.
And just be prepared for a lot of loving, because that's what it is. It's not it's not a bad thing.
Exactly.
People are like, the world's going to end. And it's like, no, Jesus is love. God is love. When you use that terminology, this is about loving each other, folks. This is about shifting mindset into a place of kindness and love. And you have,
and we
you still have people.
And we were born kind and loving.
Yes. Yes.
All of us were born kind and loving.
Yes. That's our natural state. And some people just have been programmed in a way that they're not used to it. They're just not used to it. They just, because they were treated differently. And some of them have chosen to repeat it. And some of them have chosen to change. And so that's why we're not everybody's on the same path, let's just say that. And that's okay.
Right.
It's absolutely okay. Absolutely okay.
Yep.
Ooh. All right. Well, what's our takeaway on this show? What's our wrap up on this show? We've talked about so many things.
Well, to me, the main thing is to start focusing, to me, for people to start really thinking about what they want. You know, what kind of world do you want to live in a month, 2 months, 3 months, you know, however far out you want to go. And to start being what you want that world to be. If you want it to be loving, be loving. You know, if you want it to be abundant, be abundant. You know, if somebody, you're in a store and somebody didn't have enough change to finish their purchase and you have change, give them the change. You know,
I mean, help them out. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, take a friend to lunch who's done a lot for you. Or, you know, take your mom to lunch if you love your mom and your mom's done a lot for you. Or your dad, you know. Just decide.
Spend time,
you know, I think that's the main
with people
thing
that you
is,
care for. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yep. And be the person you want other people to be.
Right. Right. And I will tell you that that's going to rub a lot of people a different way. And that's okay. And that's what this is about. It's just you be authentically who you are. And when you're coming from a place of love and kindness and compassion, mindfulness, you will shift. Things around you are going to shift. And some things will fall away. So be prepared for disruption in your life. It absolutely will disrupt, you know, especially if you're on this. You know, I look back at, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm on this path of really being appreciative and shifting my mindset and really loving where I was at, only to come to find out that the perspective of my partner was completely different, and that threw my whole foundation off. And now I have to bless that mess, because here I am doing the work that I truly want to be doing. So.
And you're very
well,
good at it, I might add.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate you, Anita, for jumping on the air and having this conversation again. And
sure.
I look forward to our next hopping on the air, which is generally Monday nights at 6:30 Eastern. For those that want to join us, you can, if you're on social media on Facebook, you can go to our page, facebook.com/universalenergyradio, and I know I post our shows there, so hopefully everybody mm-hmm. else is kind of posting the shows there too. I think that would be great. I'm getting ready to send out something to all the hosts, so hopefully we can start collaborating and getting a little our little engine rolling here again like we used
mm-hmm.
to. So yeah, so I appreciate that. I appreciate my card. And what else do we have to say?
Just bless everybody and wish them
yeah.
well on the journey of their choice.
Yep, and just know that you're infinitely loved. You're infinitely
mm-hmm.
loved. Yeah, there's no discord there. The discord
mm-hmm.
is only within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio's Abundant Power Hour. Hope everybody has a great morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are. And we'll talk to you again soon. All right. Thanks, Nita. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.